Matt Camardi is just about to join us. Big tactical change on big change of the map with Sanaburdo today.
Well, he's... I don't know whether you were wanting to go as public as what Matt Stewart has, but he's told everyone that rogue tactics may be produced today with San Huberto.
Well, I think we saw last time the best way to ride him, I think, and we'll probably do the same sort of thing. I think there'll be a bit of pace on. So whether we get to the front or not, or whether we have to take a sit a bit like last time and try and get going early, or at least ensure a decent tempo, I'm not sure. We'll have to see.
Matt, there's plenty of trainers out there who have the talent to train the speed out of a horse. What about training speed into a horse, which is what you have to do with a horse like him?
Yeah, well, it's going to be really interesting to see how he is today. I think he's been a very different horse to train, to look at everything in his whole demeanour to what he was when he first landed from Europe. I don't know whether it was the trip or just the way he was trained in Europe or what, but certainly since his little break, since his spell, he's come back a much more sort of confident, bigger, stronger, more horse with more speed, certainly. And the question is how long he hangs on to that for. You know, he could have plenty of speed in a lower class race, but when you come up to a class like this, he could look very flat-footed. But I'm hoping not.
Do you go... I guess the middle ground is go with his strengths as well, isn't it? And that is just stamina and a relentlessness of that. And maybe some of these would like a sit sprint scenario, and maybe the strength for San Huberto might be just that sapping gallop that he might be able to put on.
I think so, and that's certainly what I thought before last race. But interestingly, Dino, last start, said he actually surprised him the way he picked up when he asked him. But if you compare that run to how he was in the Geelong Cup, let's say, completely different sort of horse. And it's really interesting because I've often wondered, you know, about why it is that horses like Manigar, for example, when he came down here, he was the dourest of dour horses in Europe. You know, would not win a race over, unless it was 2,400 metres and above, but came down here and was exceptional at 14 and 16. And I've often wondered what it was that switched him. And I thought, if I ever get a horse in that sort of situation, I'll make sure I take some notes. And yet, here I am. And that first up run, you know, he showed to have a bit of speed that he's never shown before.
Why didn't you ask Peter Moody what he did? Because he certainly turned him into a sprinting 2,000 metre horse.
Exactly. It was phenomenal, really, wasn't he? And
is it also opportunity? Like, he probably, in Europe, was there ever a race on his sort of agenda that was short of 2,000 metres? You know, did it just evolve that
well,
way?
I mean, exactly. I mean, we never really tried. I think it's a combination of two things. Slightly the training style, the training method. Probably do a lot less with them really here. You know, we really train them hard in Europe. I'm certainly starting to understand that the longer I'm here. And it's great to, you know, knowing how to do that is great for getting them fit first up of 2000, as we saw San Roberto was. But the trick is now to really just back off him and let him really freshen up. The other point is, I think that sometimes the European horses that have just been bred for a little bit, you know, for longer, racing's been going on for a bit longer, not that it's not got a great historical depth here, but sometimes it's just a question of quality, and they come down here and they are good horses.
Well, the Manigar era down here was a slump era too. Like, it was a real... There was a bit like the era we're in now, to be honest. He came along when he won the Australian Cup in those races that there weren't any Winxes or Maccabi Divas around at that time. So, hey, how many years now?
Well, basically 5 years.
Does it? It feels like two to us. Right. Does it feel like 10 to you?
Well, no. It feels like it's not been that long. Of course, each year has been very different for us. You know, our first year we had 6 horses, and our second, you know, 12 up to 25, and so now with 60 to 70. Really, we've only been going at this sort of size for about a year and a half. So each year, in each different stage of our business, it feels like we're starting again. It feels like a new set.